Om Shanti. Good morning. How are you today, all of you? Fine. Enjoying your stay in Madhuban. Enjoyed Deepavali? Yeah, this time it was a silent Deepavali. Otherwise, it's always lots of celebrations, lots of dance and singing. But this time it was silent in Baba's remembrance. So, today's topic is about balance. Balance brings blessings. Baba in the Murlis speak about balance of many things, right? If we have to take blessings from others, Baba says, you need to have balance of many things. And also life, in life also it's a, we have to balance many things, right? And also virtues, our, Baba speaks of many virtues, right? It's a, virtues also work in pairs. Do you know that? Do you know that? Virtues work in pairs. So any one particular virtue, it's more in ourselves, then it becomes a weakness if it is not checked properly. Right? And also in the yajna, when the yajna established, you see that Baba had examples for everything. When Brahma Baba, when Baba gives the example of Brahma Baba, Brahma Baba was old when he came to Gyan, into knowledge, right? And if they say, if somebody in the knowledge, they say, ah, I'm very old, so I can't follow knowledge. It's very difficult to move ahead in Purusharth. And then the Baba gives the example of Brahma Baba. Yeh thoda sa bada ho na isko. Thoda sa bada na isko. And if somebody says, I'm very young in knowledge, so how can I focus? Then Baba gives the example of Mama. And if somebody says, I'm very rich, Baba gives the example of Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba was very wealthy. And if somebody says, oh, I don't have money, so I can't move ahead in the path of this knowledge, then Baba gives the example of Mama. Mama didn't give anything in any wealth, right? So if somebody says, okay, I'm a householder, so there's an example of Brahma Baba. Then somebody says, I'm a Kumar or a Kumari, we have an example of Mama. So it's a balance of everything in the yajna, and also in personal life also, it's a balance. And if we say, look at the body, right? It's, we need to have the balance of all the five elements. If five elements, if there is some imbalance of five elements, if one element becomes more, for example, if fire element becomes more in the body, acidity increases in the body, right? If the water element increases in the body, then all the cough and cold and everything increases. So we need to have the balance of all the five elements in a proper way, proper amount, so that the body is healthy always. So in the soul also, when Baba speaks of virtues, of course, seven virtues are the main ones. But then, there are other virtues also. And each one of us has one or the other virtue inbuilt, like naturally. You know, each one of us have our own, we are very good in something. Some soul must be having self-confidence. It's a natural thing for that soul. But some people will have to make effort in bringing that self-confidence, right? Maybe some soul must be very hard-working. It's natural for that soul, right? And for some others, humility is very natural. But sometimes, you know, the same virtue, if it is in a more amount, you know, if the amount is more, then that becomes a weakness. For example, if I have the virtue of big heart, you know, I'm very generous, I'm very big heart and in generous in every aspect. So when I'm generous in every aspect, when I don't check in which aspect I have to be generous and in which aspect I should not be generous. So in whatever aspect, if I don't have to be generous, I'll be generous in that aspect also. So I can misuse Baba's money or Baba's resources. So where it is not necessary, then I'll be over generous. So I don't know the balance, don't have the balance of generosity and being economic. Have the virtue of economy. I check my, I check my spending. Whatever I spend, I check and I use my resources in a very limited way. But then where I have to be generous, I don't understand that. So wherever I have to be generous, I don't become generous. Then I try to be economic. Right? When we look at dadis, you know, when I came to Gyan, there were many dadis in Madhuban. And we often met many dadis in a very casual way. One speciality of Prakashmani Dadi, why she became Prakashmani Dadi? Because she was able to adopt according to time. She was able to change according to time. You know, for example, like when there was beggary part, when there is limited resources, then they had to check on their expenditures, right? They ate only one sabji and limited, you know, all the resources were very limited. But then when the yagya started to expand, there was enough money, right? So there was little bit of generosity in terms of spending. You know, they didn't have sofas and chairs before. Then after that, then chairs, comfort, and all these things came. So when there was funding, so then all these facilities came. But some people were stuck there only. No, we should not be using these things. You should not be using, luxurious things in Baba's yagya. So then, are we able to draw that balance? Okay. What do Baba says in the Murli? When there is something, use it. But when we don't have, then you don't have to. Remember, if I had that thing, so then I would have used it. If I have a car, I'm using that car. If I don't have a car, am I ready to take the public transport? Right? So that flexibility I need to have. Right? So today, we are going to work on certain few virtues. So, and see how it works in balance, in pairs. Few of the virtues that Baba usually speaks in the Murli is, one of the things is love and law, right? Love and law both we need to have, but when we have just love and when we don't have law, what will happen? What do you think will happen? Attachment will increase. Yeah. So we'll draw a table, and this is one set of virtue, love and law. Okay. So when we have just love, the percentage of love is more, but the percentage of law is less. So what is the weakness that I will be having? Attachment, yeah, attachment, familiarity, and anything else? less of discrimination power. Less of discrimination power when we have more love. More love and less law. Anything else? When we have more love, then we are feeling oriented, emotion oriented. We think through our hearts, right? So this is more, and all these weaknesses would come. And I'll be very sensitive also, right? So you can write down all those things in your notebook, because I won't be able to write all this here. Okay? Anything else? Okay. Yana? Easily misguided. When I have attachment because of that love, more of attachment, then I think my decisions won't be unbiased. It will be more biased because of that attachment. More of love, but less of law. Attachment also. Okay, so now other side. More law, but less love. Rigid. And going by the rule book. This is it. So we have to follow that. Very dry. Very dry. And also if there's a situation where, we have to go to the Murli class. But when you're going to Murli class, but if somebody meets with an accident or if some very urgent thing comes up, you have to attend to it so that if you are more attached to this law, then you won't be able to, your choice will be not to be helping that person, but to go to the Murli class. So we are rigid, following the rule book. So looking at the situation, what is more important at that time? So we need to have balance, not flexible. Right. So, and also, because of lack of clarity, we are always dependent on the rules and regulations. So when we have balance of both, then according to the situation, then we can take decisions. Whether it's like we need to have love and also follow all the rules and regulations and maryadas and everything, right? So the next, usually Baba speaks in the Murli is Satyata and Sabhyata. Satyata is truth. And Sabhyata is manners. We need to have balance of both. We are truth. If I'm truthful, I don't tell lies, I don't do anything, you know. So if I'm very truthful, but don't have mannerisms, means if I see any defect in anyone, I tell straight on the face to the person. So Baba says, you know, like if looking at the situation, looking at the person should not feel bad, not feel hurt. So then we have to tell the truth, but not hurting somebody, right? So like that. So if I have the power of truth, no mannerisms, what will happen? Very dry and, the same thing, rigid, dry. And sometimes you can hurt people. You can hurt people. You can also do disservice because of that. Because words, we are not using proper words. We are harsh. Usually those who are very truthful, their words are very harsh. They hurt people. Right? Not sensible. Yeah. And then if we have manners but don't have the courage to speak up the truth. Oh, if I say this, then that person will be hurt. So because of the fear of hurting, we can't say the truth. So then that is also wrong, right? That is also not right. So we have to speak up the truth. We have to say the facts, but then fear of hurting others, I don't want to hurt them, so then I won't tell the truth. So then if I have too much of mannerisms but not courage to speak up the truth, what are the weaknesses that I will develop? Not effective. Such people would be in the good books of everyone. They would try to be in the good books of everyone, but then they can't. They won't come under the influence. It is just that they don't have the courage to speak up the truth. They know this is wrong. If something wrong is happening, they know that it's wrong. But then they don't have the courage to speak up. Suppressed. Yeah. Suppressed, and also they won't, They are very diplomatic. They are not very clean inside. They are not one. Whatever is in the heart, there's something else inside and something else outside. They know the truth, but they are not able to say. So very diplomatic. You know, they are not clean. Whatever is inside is not out. We can say it's weak or very diplomatic. Not clean from inside. Clean, and also lack the courage. And if it's like that, so what are the other situations that we can attract? If we have manners but don't have the courage to speak up the truth, because no one will trust you. People won't trust us. And we can't be good leaders if we have to be a leader, because we need to have the truth, the courage to speak up the truth along with this. So we need to have both. So this needs power. This needs emotion. It's again a balance of left brain and right brain. It's other ways. Like, okay. Manners comes here and truth comes here. It's okay. You understand, right? This is intellect driven. This is mind driven. This is heart driven. Here, this is again mind driven or heart driven. This is intellect driven. Right? It's a balance of mind and intellect. Logic and emotions. Right? So any other pairs that you remember? Baba speaks of introvert and extrovert. Yeah, or we can say silence and speech. What will happen if we are very introvert? Suppression, fear, look at you and if you are introvert, okay, the people won't feel comfortable to speak to you, okay. Oh, yeah? Anything else? Being an introvert, you understand yourself good, better, but it's difficult to understand others. And also, as she said, people would, like, there's a barrier. They won't, it's not, they, people can't, don't feel easy to approach you. They are like shells. Like, they are inside the cocoon. They're inside the cocoon. They are more, and they can't express themselves. Problem with expression. They can't express themselves when they are too introvert, right? And they can't be social. It's difficult for them to be social, to meet people, to socialize. It's difficult for them to socialize. And extrovert people, yeah, forget the self. They put less energy in understanding the self. Right? Yeah. Tired and? Yeah. No control over the speech. And? Very difficult to stay in reality. Yeah. I think, that's also true. They get carried away. And also those who are extrovert, they just absorb the superficiality of life. They don't understand the depth of it. You know, the underlying layers, why this is causing the thing that is causing this, they don't understand the depth of it. They just see the superficial things. Right? If somebody is behaving in a certain way with me, I just say, why is it, you should not behave that way. But an introvert person will try to understand why that person is behaving in a certain way. Right? So extrovert people just see life superficially. Introvert people see life on a deeper level. So, but we need to have balance of both. Right? In between, we need to go in silence, but also come out to give whatever I have learned so that I can share with others. The more I share, more experience I will gain. So we need to have balance of these two also. And anything else? I have a long list. Anything else comes up on your mind? See, I have a long list here. Tension is negative. Tension is negative. Okay, I'll come up with one. Swaman and Samman. Swaman is self-respect. Swaman is self-respect and respect for others. Self-respect and respect for others. Right? So, if I have self-respect, it's good, but in a larger quantity, in a negative way. What happens? Ego. Ego. Yeah. Here, I know the speciality of myself, but I don't know the weaknesses of myself. So then it becomes the ego. Self-respect is too high, but because I don't understand my weaknesses, I know my specialities. Right? And then that becomes ego. And when I have respect for others, here when I have too much of self-respect, I don't respect others because I think too much of myself and I don't give, you know, I don't give value to others. I don't feel that they are respect, that they have to be given respect, or I don't value their presence. Right? When it's self-centered. If I have too much of self-respect and not respect for others, it's like self-centered. I become more selfish. Selfish? Self-centered. Because I'm thinking all the time, I'm thinking of myself only. And here, I respect others, but I don't value myself. I think high of others, they are very good, but I'm good for nothing. Huh? I respect others, but I lack self-respect. So what happens? Low self-esteem. Low self-esteem. And because of low self-esteem, what are the negativities I draw? Suppression. I lose confidence. Yeah. Self-respect is connected to self-confidence also. So I lose. When I respect others, but I don't respect myself, then I lose confidence. And? Not stable. In what way? Sensitive. Okay. Maybe. Jealousy. Yeah, jealousy will also come because I respect others but I don't value myself. Jealousy will also creep in. Yeah. Depressed. Not only sad, depression. They'll go into depression because they don't know the self-worth. Depression. This would be one of the causes for depression. Yeah. Hurt others. And also I think becoming subservient to others. You know, okay, I respect others but I don't have self-respect. Then sometimes, you know what happens? If they mistreat you, misbehave with you, then there's a feeling of being a victimized or culprit, you know, victimization. That also will come in. Because I don't have that self-respect, so then I become victimized. Yeah, make others. So, yeah, we need to have balance of both. Self-respect, respecting myself. How do we increase our self-respect? Soul consciousness. The more soul conscious practice, the more self-respect I can increase And also, how do I increase respect for others? Looking at the souls and also bringing Baba in between. They are Baba's child. They are Baba's children. So looking ourselves as souls and looking others also as souls and bringing Baba in between. So then we can have balance of self-respect and self-respect for others. Okay, next virtue, what do we take? Tell me, your choice. Tolerance, facing, okay. And power to face. I have power to tolerate. Too much of tolerance, less of face, power to face. What will happen? Lack of discipline. Low self-respect. Okay, before understanding that, let us try to understand when is it that we need to tolerate and when is it that we need to face? When should we tolerate? When others misbehave with us, we face. We tolerate. I'll come and slap you now. Tolerant with myself. Okay. With the soul. Okay. And face. We face the situation and tolerate the people. We tolerate the people. Okay, yeah. Facing in the sense, it's not, it's okay. Now, if somebody is doing some wrong, right? So, are we going to face it or tolerate it? We have to face the situation and tolerate the people. For example, criminals, right? Those who murder or thieves or criminals. So it's a situation they are creating negativity in the society. They are harming the people in the society. So we need to face it. There's a situation that we need to face it. Facing doesn't mean that we need to face it with anger. Facing is finding a solution to the situation. Finding a solution to the situation is the power to face. It's not that we need to face it with anger or we need to beat them up. When I have that courage, then I will be able to face it. I can have my mind, stable mind, and then I can find a solution to that situation when I have that power to face. Because if I don't have that courage, then I can lose my mind. So my mind can become blocked. So I can't find any solutions. Then I can feel entrapped, entangled. So those things come up. So we need to have that courage to face. When I have the courage, then Baba will also help us. One step of courage and Baba will help us 100 steps. Right? So these two things are in balance. But also we are not having negativity towards the person who is creating that negativity. A criminal, we don't have negative vibrations towards that soul. We have compassion. This is that tolerance that we are having. Compassion towards that soul, but we need to change. Out of compassion, it's not okay to be a criminal. Right? We need to take the law. We need to follow the law, and whatever the law says, we have to follow that. But from internally, I'm having compassion towards the soul. I'm not having that hatredness. We have to discipline the soul, discipline that person, but then also having that compassion, not having hatredness. right? So tolerance is having compassion towards the souls, but also it's not okay to misbehave, right? So that way, internally, means having the tolerance, having that good wishes in within, compassion within, but then taking proper steps to curb that in the indiscipline activity. So when I have more of softness within and courage and power to face, less of power to face and courage, what will happen? We become more soft. People misuse us. Because it's very easy for them to, you know, push us down. Yeah. And more of facing, more of courage, and less of tolerance, their behavior will be very harsh. You know, like you know, the tendency to fight back. You know, like there are few feminists in the society, right? They fight back everything. So, but they don't understand the reality of it. So they have the fighting. They fight for everything. They're not sensible. Understanding the situation, it's not. They look at everything in one direction, on the basis of one thing. Anything else? Baba says of loving and detached. Loving and detachment. We have to have balance of both, right? So more loving and less detached. Yeah, attachment again. Possessiveness. Yeah. Possessiveness. Biased. Yeah. Controlling. When you are loving, can you be controlling? Yeah, in a way, yes. Controlling also comes. When you're over possessive, controlling also comes in, I think. Yeah, right. Controlling also comes in here. Control. Fear of losing. Yeah. Fear of losing. Yeah. Fall in love, okay. Baba asks us to rise in love. Lovesick. Okay. Homesick, lovesick, okay. Dependency. Yeah. Dependency also. Dependency to such an extent that, a lame person without the clutches, that person can't walk, right? It becomes so dependent on people, so dependent on the people, right? Yeah. But they can't survive alone. Okay, so now more detached, less loving. Too cold. Okay. Lonely. Loneliness. Feel loneliness. Very detached. Lack of care also is very, very, it's seen in the detached person. They don't care for others. If somebody is suffering, they are very detached. They don't want to help. Yeah. Lack of care. Okay. Yeah, no feeling. Lack of care, feeling. lack of emotions for others. Yeah? So how do we bring balance of loving and detached? I love Baba. Become a trustee. Follow Srimad. Yeah, but each one has a different version of the Srimad, right? They understand it differently. So how do we have balance of loving and detached? Having compassion for others and having the intention to serve others. It's not that I need something from anyone, but intention of service makes us loving. And also in between, I need to detach myself because I need to charge myself also. Right? When I in between, I detach to charge myself and then come into service to love others or to serve others. Right? Okay. Next one. Peace and happiness. Peace, there are two other virtues, different virtues. So one interesting thing that I want to take up is Baba says be content, right? But what is the meaning of being content? Do we need to have ambition also? So can we have those two virtues, like contentment? And also ambitious. So now, contentment, when you are completely content, means more, less of ambition and more of contentment. What happens? Laziness, yes. We become lazy. Lazy, careless, take things for granted, take everything for granted. Oh, we have our children, it's okay, you know, Baba understands us, it's okay, yes, inactive, that is laziness, yeah, laziness, inactive. Complicit. Waste of everything. Wasting resources. Waste of talent. Waste of time. Wasting everything. Wasting our resources. Yeah. Translation, please. Yeah, we wait for that to die. When more of this and less of ambition, what happens is we don't have that enthusiasm to do new things. Newness is not there, right? Yeah, newness, something new. Aim and objective is there. Baba says, okay, become farishtas, become angels. That's the aim. But there are small things in life. So those ambitions we lack. Those things we lack. Yeah. Right? So as we go through this, check yourself. What is it that I am having? Do I have the balance of both? Or which is the percentage? Do I have 1% more and other less or what, whatever it is. So continue to check yourself as we go along, right? So we are more ambitious and less content. Complain. We always complain a lot. complain, compete, stressed. Yeah, stress, tension, comparison, jealousy. Burn. Burn everything. What do you burn? Yeah. And also, when I'm more ambitious, and also restlessness. Why is it not happening? I want this to happen. Why is it not happening? You know? And restlessness. Restlessness. Yeah, stress, restlessness. That will also be there. Traffic control baj raha hai. Yeah, should I read out the things that I have written actually? Okay, one more I'll do. Faith. Faith and wisdom. Balance of these two. When I have more of faith and less of wisdom, what happens? Blind faith. It becomes blind. I start to trust that person blindly, not understanding things, right? Only faith but less wisdom will lead to blind faith. So this is deceiving. This becomes deceiving, right? So we should not be having faith or trusting anyone without understanding. Without the understanding. Okay. So only faith will lead to blind faith. And wisdom without faith. Wisdom without faith. Lose our way. I think and also I think we start to become critical of everything. Why is this person doing this? We start to comment every. We start to become critical. Start to complain and you are becoming critical. For example, any seniors, or example, dadis, if they say something, when I have faith in whatever directions dadis are giving or Baba is giving, because I have faith in Baba, so it's easy for me to accept it because I know who is saying. I have that wisdom. Who is saying. And that's why I have faith. And then it's easy for me to follow. But if I don't have faith in the person who is saying, only on the basis of my own wisdom, I try to understand that. So then I start to criticize. Why is she or he doing this or saying this? You know, because lack of faith, I start to question. I start to question their behavior or question their decision. Yeah, start to use manmat. Yeah, in terms of Baba, it's manmat. But when I have trust in the people, when I lack trust, lack faith in people, then I start to become critical. I start to, start to say something negative about their decisions and behavior. Right?
So we need to have faith, both faith and wisdom, understanding and also faith. Economic and generosity, I spoke of that, right? When we are economic, what happens? But no. Generosity. When I'm economic but not generous. Very tight fisted. Right. In Hindi we just kanjus. In Hindi we say kanjus. So what do we say for? And also when I'm tight-fisted we say in English, I think. Right? Kanjus, what do you say? In English. Tight-fisted, right? And when you're tight-fisted, and we won't be fortunate enough, because the more we give, more fortunate we become, right? When we are tight-fisted, we won't be fortunate. Bhagya. Bhagya is fortune. Bhagya, fortune, we can gain fortune only when we give. No blessings. So when we are tight-fisted, then we become misfortunate. Not only in terms of money, but everything, you know. Everything. It has to flow. The energy has to flow. Yeah. And more generous but less economic? Become bankrupt. Yeah. They waste a lot. Yeah. And yeah, they can be misused. The waste and also misusing will also happen. They can take advantage of us. If I'm very generous, and people can take advantage of me. Yeah. Yeah. So these were the few comparisons or the balance of virtues. So you can think more. So I'll just read the long list that I'm having. I'm having a list of 33. I'll just read it out. Balance of self-confidence and humility. You can write it down if you want. Self-confidence and humility. When we are very humble but less self-confident, what happens? The weakness that comes along with humility is subservience. You know, very humble but lack of self-confidence, it becomes subservience. And then more self-confidence, arrogance. Okay, and truth. Honest and tactful. Honesty and tactful. We have to be honest but also tactful. You know, we can't be honest all the time. Straightforward. We can't be straightforward all the time. We need to be tactful also. And expansion and essence. We need to expand but also be in essence. Vistar ko saar mein lana, to power to pack up. You know, we need the power to expand also, but bring everything in essence. Yeah. And establishment and destruction. Establishment, we need to know where to stop. What to destroy and what to establish. Establishment and destruction. Where to stop and where to say no. That we can say, yeah. And creativity and stability. creativity is like a flow, you know, flow of river. But only if we just think of creativity but not sustaining it, doesn't bring stability. So we need to have balance of both also. Yeah, this is interesting. Determination and flexible. Determination, when we have more determination but less flexibility, that can be called as stubbornness, which becomes negative. And more flexible but less determination, jealous, carelessness. More flexibility but less determination. Indecisiveness. Yeah, it's okay to do this also, it's okay to do that also. You know, like flexible. They don't have their own stand. Yeah? Too much flexibility is also not good, right? Okay, and this is your virtue. This is the maturity and cheerfulness. Yeah, balance of both. Yeah. When we have maturity but less cheerfulness, serious, boring, more maturity, less cheerfulness, serious and boring, and more cheerful but less maturity. No one will take us seriously. Yet they feel that there's childishness, there's child inside. Yeah, others are all like that. It's okay, I think. Okay, you can work on other virtues and it's very interesting. So simultaneously we can check ourselves and see what is in me and what is it that is lacking in me, and then try to bring that particular virtue within the self. It was good exercise for everyone. Yeah, okay. Thank you, Om Shanti. Truth and manners, okay. Yeah, we don't have the courage to correct others. No, she is asking the difference between the truth and trying to correct others. Yeah, we don't have to correct others all the time, right? Let them make their mistakes. It's okay. But if that person is ready to listen to you, so we can tell them sweetly. Not, oh, this is a mistake that you are doing. It's not like that. Yeah. Okay. Om Shanti.